Why, if it isn't my favorite waste of time. That's some audacity you've had from the very start. But you're sleepy, aren't you? Let me come out. I'll let you rest for a while. If we share, it's much easier. Don't you think? Well, you won't have to worry about any of that. Scout's honor. You're actually falling asleep. No, it's surprisingly relaxing. I'm surprised. For a whelp, you're not that bad for napping. This what you wanted? Maybe I will, since I'm eventually going to get a hold of your pathetic body. I might as well take my time. Fine. Maybe a temporary truce. Or maybe I'm lying just to get you to drop your guard. I'll leave that for you to find out. What? Well, you're just asking arbitrary questions. Because I'm already going to win eventually, you better be prepared. But it doesn't mean you have to feel anxiety at all times. I'm not that rude. Besides, if we're going to end up this way, I might as well make you on better terms. So what if I don't value humans like you do? It doesn't mean I'm the bad guy by itself. No, no, no. Just misunderstood. Like you, aren't I? Is that how you view it? I'm almost impressed that you would fall for such lame misdirection. You know what? I can appreciate that too. Just a little bit. But if nothing else, you should be careful what you wish for. I mean exactly that. The more you get complicit with me, it works against you. All of it does. Every last thing I said was just another trap for you. What don't you understand? Well, well, well. At least you trust me, right? Not even I would trust me. And that's a word of advice from me. Take it or leave it, whelp. I don't care. But the point is, you may eventually. If you don't want to live with regrets, you might as well act like I'm your enemy. This may be a one exception, or me trying to trick you. The only difference is which one you believe is true. Well, regardless of if your trust is rewarded, I think we're both quite sleepy, don't you? If you wake up ever again, it'll be within my body, won't it? Kidding. I can't win you over that fast. If there's no suspense, it's not a good story. Besides, if I had to go that far, I'd almost look down on myself. Using petty mind control. Corrupting your soul, making deals with the devil. I'm not that bad of a guy, right? Good observation, Whelp. I was just a subversion of that. You saw it coming. Good. You're learning. Now learn faster. If you want to survive, that is. Why give you tips on how to resist it? Well, it's boring if it's one-sided. Don't you think? The more one-sided something is, the less worth it is. Just nonsensical little whelp. But that doesn't mean I can't enjoy it slow and steady. And the more you struggle, the more satisfying it'll be when I take your body. That's not it. The more you realize it, the more you'll realize that I'm the worst kind of guy. The one that you can never trust. Speaking out of literally both sides of my mouth. In this case, yours. It doesn't matter now, does it? Whether I have integrity or decency, there's only one way to find out. Tell me, what would be your biggest regret if I took control right now, the moment you slept? What a stupid answer. No regrets. You would just let me have it. You're no fun. If that's how you feel, then I feel even less guilty. If you're so vapid, so empty on your ambitions, then what makes you think I would feel even a slight tinge of regret? You give me too much credit. If that's how you're going to do it, then fine. But don't you misunderstand this. You and I are just the same for now. That won't remain true soon. Even you have to understand that. It's written in the stars at this point. See, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, I'm inside you. I'm infecting you. I'm getting in your heart. Now, whether you think anything good or bad, it's all for me to manipulate. The moment I want to, you're, how do they say, cooked? Surprised? Even a many thousand-year-old sorcerer can learn new tricks. Otherwise, I would have never made it this far. My nature. Does it matter? Does one's nature defend or define their actions? I wonder, was it just another excuse? An excuse to overshot any correction? Even then, for Whelp, you're somewhat interesting. In truth, I would have never thought you could make it this far. It's almost impressive, if not slightly endearing. I can't help it. You're like a fun little toy after 1,000 years. You know, the most disappointing part is so few are sorcerers these days. I miss the time I came from. And yet I don't. The modern problems and modern solutions are quite interesting. I had taken up a hobby of playing your video games, watching your movies. You're so unbelievably goofy, thinking I would feel sentimental. Keep your pathetic well dreams to yourself. I am no sentimental weakling. I am Yeoman Sukuna, and I will not be anything less than perfect. The obsession I have, not only with descending, but becoming, is absolute. I'm not here to make your friendships, not here to turn around my ways. If that were the case, Welp, you might be the best one to convince me, but it's not. Life isn't fair. Don't look so glum. After everything, you've done more than most. And for what it's worth, out of the whelps of the world, you're one of the least egregious ones. Or most, depending on how I look at it. See, that side to you is quite annoying for me. You humans and your breathing. So inconvenient, just like your stubborn, simple desires. The things that broke you from me again and again. Your willpower strong, unnaturally so. But even with willpower as unflinching, unwavering, unabated as yours is. What? I did not mispronounce a word, you silly whelp. If it was pronounced wrong, it's your tongue's fault. Shut up. Are you trying to make me into a more bitter enemy? Or did you just think the brevity of that was going to make me looser on you, my grip, my destiny? You know what? Fine. I'll allow it just a bit. Can you feel it? Absolute relaxation. Something simple enough, but meaningful enough that you can actually get some sleep for now. You're an insomniac of your own making. Do you think I don't see what you do all the time on that phone? What? Did you just call me a boomer about it? You little whelp. You. I am not out of touch. I am completely hip and with it. What do you mean no one says that? That's nonsense. You. Someone has to say that. Grandpa, you can't be serious. Whatever shred of dignity you've stolen from me will be your undoing, I hope you know. You little shit. Well, fine. It was a mild transgression. You just didn't understand my awareness. I'm aware of many, many things of your world. And I'm intimately aware with what you call, well, short-form content. I've been scrolling the big talk since, you didn't need to hear that part. Besides, regardless of what I've been doing, it's when you're asleep. So go to sleep. That's right. Like that Jeff the Killer likes to say. What do you mean that's a dated reference? You... Now you're pissing me off. Just why is it a dated reference? Next you're gonna tell me Slender Man ended in 2013. 2018. Whatever. The ending to the story is the same. I was just wrong by 5 measly years, which is nothing to a 1,000-year-old sorcerer like me. So this is all your fault, then. Every single time. You're lucky for now. Lucky that I have the decency to at least let you know before everything hits the fan. Yet here we are. You nitpicking everything I say, saying it's what? Pathetic? Out of date? Don't you dare call me cringe. If I find out you've submitted any of what we've done to a fail compilation, I'll take over the body right then. I'll devour that soul in that same moment. Don't you tempt me. You're laughing about it. Is it that funny? Jeez. Well, it's infectious, your laughter. It's one of your best qualities. You have a decent amount of those for a mortal swine. I'll give that to you. But the rest you're going to have to learn. If you can. Your fighting prowess, even your prowess as a sorcerer, are abysmal. I think it's just your stubbornness that's impressive. Stubbornness and at times, I suppose, endearing nature. Even I can find things cute. And, of course, you sometimes fit that role nicely. Oh, don't give me that look. Anything can find something endearing. It doesn't change who we are. Now, does it? As for what happens when I finally take control, maybe I'll let you live in there as a second voice in my head. What do you think? Pretty graceful and kind to offer you something like that. Besides, even if I were to give you time, you'd probably just do mundane things with the perfect body, like going to get coffee at the corner shop. Or that boba tea we've had. I'll admit, it's not terrible. It's incredible. One of the few pathetic hobbies you have that I'm impressed with. So show me more. Show me more like your life depends on it. There's a good chance it does. Promise. Oh, don't give me that look. I'm just excited to show you so many things, as you no doubt want. Otherwise, you wouldn't have mentioned them, right? Regardless of what you mean, our fates are sealed together. I don't care if you love it or hate it. I don't hate you. I don't even mind you. In fact, if I had to, I'd pick you again. For what it's worth. That pure coincidence. Regardless of what it is. I'm curious about you. Not just a human like you, but someone with so much kindness. What does it take to corrupt them? What does it take to make them understand the joys that I see, that I feel? Perhaps we'll see in the not-so-distant future. How deep your kindness goes. Or maybe we'll explore something fun. Like how deep your madness goes too. Why don't you relax? It's much easier that way, isn't it? Beautiful.